You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
1FM 98.5 on a Wednesday morning, and we're your community FM station. And let's have a chat to Tony Napper. He's from the Murupna Kiwanis. Good morning, Tony. How you doing?
Good morning, Dave. I'm very well. Had a very busy Christmas delivering all those parcels, but now we're getting back to Kiwanis, and our first official meeting was on today, the 12th.
Yeah, right.
We got our first meeting. We had our board meeting last Thursday. Once a month, we have a board meeting to see what business we can do. People send us requests for money or help or anything that will help children in the community.
Yep.
And that's where I have to stress the difference between our service club and the other service clubs that go on your program.
Yep.
Each month or each week, we go once a month. And we share it with the CWA and the FA and the Murupna Rotary. And our point of difference basically is that we try to raise money and spend the money on helping improving the lives of children, whether it's at school, in hospitals, or scouts, guides. We help those organisations, sponsorship at schools for their books and so forth. With their canteen, the program at the Murupna Park Primary School, and they had free breakfast, morning and afternoon tea, and lunch. Fruit breaks for morning and afternoon tea.
Very good.
And we supported that because, unfortunately, sometimes kids go to school with empty bellies in the morning and they don't learn so well and their attention spans aren't, you know, connected to what's happening, and they're behind the eight ball, aren't they?
And really can't food.
Yeah, they need to have a full belly so they can then concentrate on the work they need to do, have the energy to do it and the drive. But one thing that I would like to say though,
sure,
Kiwanis is all over Australia, and our club was sponsored by the Shepparton Club,
right?
And they celebrated their 50th anniversary back in 1971 to 2021 on the 14th of December.
Gee.
And I went to their dinner meeting. It was a great occasion. And they still had some original members still in the club.
Gee, that's incredible.
That is a testimony on the service that these people have done.
Yep.
There's so many people, too many to mention. But Dom Segafredo was with the club from the start. Yeah, he used to be, I think, a lawyer, solicitor.
Okay.
And he's their treasurer, and I think he's been the treasurer for many, many years.
Gee, that's good news. That's very good. Yeah.
So they, for us to be a club, you've got to be sponsored by another club to form. And when you get enough members to form a club, then you can set up the Murupna one. We actually sponsored another club in Murupna, but unfortunately they folded after I don't know how many years. But that's what happens. Yeah, we try to do our best. The other thing we would like to do is set up a K-club. A K-club or K-action club is in the schools itself, usually a secondary school. And basically we teach them a ways of improving their lives to, you know, help the community, do things around the school, be leaders, and become active in doing things that hopefully down the track they will join a Kiwanis club and continue that good work that they learned in school and return to the community when they get, you know, their jobs and careers all sort of sorted out and maybe families. And then they said, oh, look, I'm making some good money now, or you know, I would like to give back to the community. That's, you don't need to be a rich person. I'm not a rich person. But I'm rich in the drive to help other people.
Yeah, you are. That's right. Yeah.
And that is a lot of reward. We don't do this for money. We do it to help the community be better community so everyone benefits from it.
That's good.
And our club formed from the sponsorship of the Shepparton Club 40 years ago. Probably now it's going on to our 43rd year, because I think 1978 is when we formed. So it's going to be 44 years this year.
Congratulations. That's a good track effort, isn't it?
Yeah, when we get to August, 17th of August, it'll be 44 years. So we're in our 43rd year at the moment. And the Shepparton Club, well, they're the trailblazers pretty much, 50 years. But in Australia, I think it was 1969 or 1965 that they actually came to Australia.
Yes.
They were formed in America. Like Lions and Rotary, a lot of these organisations and charities and service clubs did form in America, but they went worldwide. And this is the reason why we're on air, to let people know who is Kiwanis, what they do, and whether they're interested in joining our club. We are still looking for members. We inducted one member last time, John Wilkie, John that works here.
John Wilkie.
Right. Yep. Then the other things that we do, we have that bike program. And the bike program is to help in the schools. We use the year six students, and they're going to be going to secondary college next year. And if they haven't got a bike to ride to school, we provide secondhand bikes that need some tender loving care. We teach them how to do the bike maintenance and to change the chains and clean them, oil them, and fix the brakes and whatever it needs, change the tyres and punches and so forth. Yeah,
basic maintenance, but it's basic, good to learn.
They're good, to learn.
Yeah.
And they use their hands to fix the bike.
Mm.
And at the end of the term, we give them the bike. They've done the work, they get rewarded with a new bike. Well, new to them anyway.
Yeah.
And we presented those bikes last term to those school kids, and they had the biggest smiles on their faces. And we had the biggest smiles on our faces.
It's good.
Because the kids were happy to get those bikes. And we also had the Terrific Kids program, and that went to 8 schools around the area. And we presented those and delivered them all the awards of improving that term. It doesn't have to be the best student, doesn't have to be the best sports person.
No.
It's if you've improved in whatever subject or whatever, or even being kind to somebody. You know, you might have been a bit of a terror.
A change in attitude.
Change in attitude
and become a really great person, then you would have noticed this. Yeah, you guys would have noticed that. That's pretty important.
Oh, for sure. Mm. We like to have polite, good behaving students that don't get up too up, to trouble, that wreck things and graffiti things and so forth, because they don't have respect for other people's property and don't have respect for other people in general or themselves
sad.
Sometimes.
That's right, it's sad, yeah, you're right.
It is sad. But something else that we've done, we actually snaggled a Bunnings barbecue. So we snaggled a snag, I guess.
That'll be good.
We one Sunday we did 11 of our members did the first fundraiser for the year. Since COVID, that's been really
Would have been very hard to actually do, but you guys have done it then.
Yeah. Well, that's right. Now that we are able to do it, with COVID sort of settled down to a certain degree that we're able to do it, and have all this COVID-safe equipment and money handling, and this is how safe we were. The customer that bought the sausage cannot touch the sausage until even the sauce bottles. They weren't allowed to touch the sauce bottles. We had to put everything on and then put it onto a serving tray, and then they can take the sausage already sauced, basically.
That's right. Yeah, that's the only way you can do it.
That's it.
Yeah.
That raised over $1,000 for our coffers, and we really need those funds, because we've been paying out a lot of money in donations and so forth, and our charity account was dwindling a little bit, so that $1,000 really helps our coffers.
Uh-huh.
And we also went over to Bendigo. They had an end-of-year party, and some of our members went over and helped the club celebrate at the end of the year. Something else that we've done is we do barbecues at the pool, at the Marupuna pool.
Yes.
And it helps in conjunction with Rumbalara. And anyone that goes to the pool will get a free sausage.
Yep.
Rumbalara pays for the Aboriginal and the Koori or the Indigenous people that they are under their care. But everyone else can get in at the normal rate. But everyone gets fed fairly.
So how often do you do this?
That is once a week when the conditions are right. Uh-huh. It's a hot day.
That's right.
And we had to cancel the last one because they were predicting storms and so forth. So so some of our members cook up the barbecues, and we teach everyone to say please and thank you.
That's
and,
nice.
And when they get their free sausage.
That's nice. Good manners. Right. Good manners.
It's good manners, and that gets you far with us.
I reckon it would. Sounds good.
And in life.
Yeah, sounds good.
We had our Christmas party at Ferrari Park. Because of COVID conditions, we wanted to do it outside, and we had the mayor come over, and she dropped in and had a sausage with us and some steak, and we had a few other things, and plum pudding.
Wow.
One of our members made the plum pudding. It was fantastic.
Nice. Yeah,
and
good.
We would like to thank all the people that did help us, and we helped during the year.
Yep.
And we're looking to the new year, all the things that we want to do, things that we are planning on in future. We are a social club as well.
Yes.
It's not always about putting the fun back in fundraising and doing all that sort of work for good causes. We are going to the Marupuna Historical Society, and they're going to put a barbecue on for us.
That'll be
for
nice.
A change.
Gee, that's a change.
Yeah. And we have a look at all the history of Marupuna. And that's in the back of the old Marupuna Hospital.
Wow, yeah, I know where you are.
Definitely support that organisation. One of our members, actually our treasurer, Arthur Duke, he's also on the Historical Society's board.
He gets around.
He does get around. And on his push bike as well.
Oh, no.
As long as he doesn't fall off. And we are also doing, we have actually adopted part of the Chuka Road Highway, of the Midland Highway, in Echuca Road from the, the cemetery up into the motocross, the junior motocross track.
It's
about 2Ks, I think.
Yeah,
and we clean up that every year as part of Clean Up Australia.
You're good boys, aren't you?
Well, we try to do the right thing when other people do the wrong thing and throw out their litter out of their cars.
But you clean it up. Yeah.
We clean it up, but ever since we've been doing it, all the years I've been doing it, we've noticed there's been less rubbish.
That's good news.
Which
again.
Is good. People are slowly remembering not to throw things out. We are finding a lot of takeaway containers from all the places, and they're driving along and eating their takeaway, and they don't have a bin in the car, and they think it's a good idea to throw it out.
Yeah.
But if the police do see them, there's a $200 fine.
My word. Yeah,
so please, don't throw it out. Make us do less work on Clean Up Australia by doing the right thing and keeping the rubbish in your car, put it into a litter bag, and then when you get to your destination, dispose of it safely and carefully at your location.
Pretty good.
All right, in the
pretty
right bins.
Yep,
thumbs up to the people that do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
So to sum it all up, I'll just let you know about our last guest speaker, Alan Wilson. He was involved in the GVU3A, which stands for the Golden Valley University of the Third Age.
Mm-hmm.
So the GVU3A, he is involved in that. He used to work for the CSIRO, that Scientific Research Organisation. And basically he was stationed all around the place in Deniliquin and out in the sheep cattle area. He was
everywhere.
In Queensland, he's gone everywhere. He even undertook agricultural research in Pakistan and Saudi Arabia and did aid projects in Kenya. So they're the quality guest speakers that we get.
You do get some good ones.
And they tell us what they've done and how they've improved the lives of other people. And we admire that. And but after 15 years at Deniliquin Station, the research station in and now spent time with the Border Leicester sheep breeding. So he did all those things.
Gee, he's got around, isn't he?
He's retired to Shepparton. Now he's a member of the Shepparton South Rotary Club as well. And he's involved in that University of the Third Age, which is a great way of doing things. So anyone's interested in enjoying that organisation, please get in contact with us and we'll get in contact with Alan for you.
Right. And you're nearly out of time. And your phone numbers, if anyone wants to sign up or join in, where do they go? And tell us your contact numbers. Simple as that.
The contact number is Murray Shields is still our secretary and he's doing a fantastic job. His phone number, his landline is 58252686. Now, if you haven't got your pen, you can always call the station and they'll give you those numbers. But if you get a chance, get that pen and I'll give you that number again. 58252686, and that's Murray Shields. Now, my mobile number, and ring me after 2 o'clock when I finish work, of course.
Because you're a busy man and you're working.
I'm working, not allowed to take phone calls. But it's 0408 575 192. If you're interested in joining our service club, please put that number down somewhere, 0408 575 192, because I'm the membership director this year, so, and last year. We got one member, but we need more. All right. So thank you very much for your time, Dave.
Good on you. Thank you. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. We've been talking to Tony Napa, and he's from the Moorabbin of Kiwanis. You take care, Tony. We'll catch you soon. This is 1FM 98.5.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.